When I came back to this country from Ireland, I was astonished at all these ads by the Partnership for a Brain-Free America. No, they call themselves the Partnership for a Drug-Free America. I thought it was the Christian Scientists were behind it. But it turns out that there are people who don't know what a drug is. They're against some drugs, but they just feel if they said the Partnership for Freedom from Some Drugs, they'd sound kind of silly. So they claim they're against all drugs, but actually they are not doing anything at all to stomp out the use of penicillin, aspirin, antihistamines, Procardia, Prozac, most of the heavy drugs that that the medical profession is pushing on us all the time. They're just against some drugs. Which is kind of ridiculous because we were supposed to have a war on drugs, and meanwhile we got eight people who have been convicted of refusing to use drugs, whose cases are under appeal on their way up to the Supreme Court. These are the only true Partnership for a Drug-Free America. They're Christian Scientists. They won't use drugs under any circumstances. Even if the medical profession insists that drugs are necessary to preserve life, they say life is preserved by faith and they won't take the drugs. So we actually got a war against some drugs, which is a war for other drugs. So people are going to jail for using some drugs, and other people are going to jail for refusing to use any drugs. And it's really crazy. And then they have these commercials. This is your brain on drugs. This is your brain on drugs with an English muffin. This is your brain on drugs with an English muffin and two slices of bacon. Where do they get this stuff from? And then I started seeing these other ads. The first one I saw was in Penthouse, but they're in lots of magazines. Guaranteed drug-free urine. And this is a place in Boulder, a P.O. box in Boulder, Colorado, which is a major mystery. I've been in Boulder. I've been in Boulder several times. It's beyond my comprehension how you can find drug-free urine in Boulder or within 100 miles of Boulder. And then I discovered there are big cattle ranches there. Well, one of the great achievements of the Neolithic Age was they found out how to use every part of the cattle. They used the hoofs to make ornaments, they took the milk, they ate the meat, they did things with the horns, they used the hide for leather to make belts and shoes and so on. Nobody ever found a way to use the cow piss. Now somebody has found out a way to use cow piss. They're selling it through the mail, guaranteed drug-free urine. It doesn't say human urine, it just says drug-free urine. Because you're not going to find guaranteed drug-free human urine in the United States today. Everybody has tried a few. Most cough medicines will register positive for heroin, even though they don't have heroin in them, but they're close enough that laboratories can't tell the difference. If you have one of those poppy seed rolls, you might register positive for heroin because the poppy seeds have a little opium in them. These tests are about 95% accurate, so 5% of the people are getting inaccurate readings. So somebody in Boulder has found a way to sell cow piss through the mail. I think it's a major achievement that, of American ingenuity, and it shows. I always thought Reagan was a total cynic, and he never would do anything except for his rich friends, but he actually has done something for small business. There are quite a few of these places selling guaranteed drug-free urine now. None of them say human urine. They're getting it all from cows. And this is a great boon to little businesses. Little businesses are springing up everywhere. The only problem is one of these days, some poor bastard is going to be called in by his employer and they're going to be told, you passed the drug test. And he'll say, well, of course, I wouldn't lower myself to using anything illegal. And the boss will say, yes, but unfortunately, you've got foot and mouth disease. I'm going to have to shoot you before you infect the rest of the herd.